bound for South Australia, 5th to the 11th of June, 1836. Both the Duke of York and the John Peary had been at sea for 15 weeks and had made it through the tropics, making good progress towards South Australia. John Brown on the John Peary noted in his diary that the late high winds have cooled the air very much indeed, which is uncommonly grateful to us. After being almost stewed alive for a month, besides making our butter run to an oil and candles unable to stand upright without having props to support them. Although the weather was more pleasant for the passengers, there were still concerns for Mrs. Chandler after she threw herself and her clothes overboard the previous week. John Brown recorded in his diary, Mrs. Chandler being greatly recovered from the effects of her late attempt of drowning, the captain has given her husband strict orders that whenever she comes upon deck, his is to watch her closely, as it is not improbable that she might make another attempt. The Rapid, meanwhile, was approaching the equator, and the crew and passengers were having some fun with King Neptune and the ceremonies associated with crossing the line. Dr. Woodford, however, seems unimpressed with the festivities and has chosen not to join in. On Wednesday the 8th of June, we crossed the equator and the usual absurd ceremony was performed on all the uninitiated except myself. My state of health and giving the ship's company a sovereign exempted me.